The Daily Dribble. And welcome back to the Daily Dribble podcast, guys. As always, I'm your host, Nick Zammit. You're feeling like a little kid on Christmas at the moment. Now, I'm recording this one on a sad day. The NBA playoffs are set off as of tomorrow. I couldn't be more excited if I tried. As I've said week in and week out over the course of probably the last month or so, as an NBA fan, as an NBA content creator, you know, it doesn't get any better than the playoffs. So I certainly think it'll be a somewhat restless night tonight, but I am buzzing to say the least. Nevertheless, we have a big show in store for today, guys. Going to rip through some very quick odds and ends before getting into just some of my round one matchup takeaways. Now, I've posed a few questions to myself, picking series that will essentially answer those questions. It'll all make a little bit more sense momentarily when I get into it. So looking forward to doing that. But before we do so, though, a big shout out to both Stadium Scene and The Cover, two tremendous networks continuing, even whilst the playoffs are going at the moment, to do wonderful things for me and supporting all the work I do here at The Daily Dribble. Very, very appreciative of all their continued hard work and support. Really does mean a lot. Likewise to all you guys out there, it was another fantastic week in terms of engagement on all the socials, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. A lot of contrasting opinions to what I've said, which is fantastic, and a lot of really good engagement and, you know, quite captivating conversations that I've had going with you guys. So keep it coming. All righty, let's not stand on ceremony because I kind of want to wrap this one up and then get on to watching the last couple of playing games, which are set to tip off today, or set to tip off very, very shortly. So let's get into it. Odds and ends, starting with the Phoenix Suns have agreed on a four-year, near $70 million extension for Grayson Allen. Now, that'll see him through the completion of the 2027-2028 season. Had an absolutely phenomenal year, averaging 13.5 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, and shooting 46% from 3, which is just in a league all of its own. He's certainly going to play a key role in their push for an NBA championship this season. And with that shooting, he's a player that can really break the game open. We speak about players like Bill, Booker, KD, how they gain the most of the defensive attention, and rightly so. They are premier players, to say the least. But someone like Grayson Allen can have his own moments in his own right. And if the defense lapses off him for even a moment, he's going to put up a shot, and more often than not, it's going to go in. So every other team needs to be very, very wary of what he does. But nevertheless, a tremendous and very well-deserved extension for Grayson Allen there. After 14 seasons within the league, Blake Griffin officially announced his retirement during the week. The number one pick in the 2009 draft, he was Rookie of the Year, a six-time All-Star, five-time All-NBA player, and a slam dunk contest winner. Alongside DeAndre Jordan and Chris Paul there, he helped form the Lob City Clippers, which, in my opinion and many others out there, was one of the most exciting teams in NBA history. They were must-watch every time they took to the court, and Griffin was just incredible in his own right within that. Unfortunately, injuries somewhat derailed him in the latter stages of his career, but still a tremendous career and a profound impact he had on the game, especially in that dunking sense. The Raptors. Now, Jonte Porter, brother of Nugget star Michael Porter Jr., has received a lifetime ban from the NBA for violating their gambling rules. Now, from January to March, Porter placed 13 bets on NBA games using an associate's account, including one Raptors game where, in fact, he actually picked them to lose, which, you know, I hate to say it and make light of a dark situation, but probably a good choice. With that now, though, he's going to be suspended for the remainder of his career. Certainly, you know, I'm pretty sure he's somewhat remorseful there and certainly regretting his decisions, but it just shows how strict the league are with those guidelines. So certainly you've got to stay on the straight and narrow in that regard. And just finally, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, potentially the new MVP of the league. Time will tell on that one, set to be announced very shortly. But he's agreed on a new lucrative multi-year contract with Converse. Now, this extends his current partnership. His first signature shoe is set to release in 2025. Fantastic. Now, with that as well, winning on and off the court, Shai, at the moment, he's also been given the title of Creative Director of Converse Basketball. That's a tremendous title to be given. And hopefully this signature shoe will just be a bit of a catalyst for Converse being able to become a heavy hitter once again as an NBA shoe. At the moment, undoubtedly, it's continually Nike, Adidas, Li Ning as of late have made a real charge up the ranks. But hopefully with this news, maybe, just maybe Converse can start to build their reputation once again. All right, guys, there's some very quick odds and ends. Let's push on.
The Daily Dribble.
Okay, as I mentioned, I'm hoping to release this one slightly earlier. Normally release each episode on a Sunday. Hoping to release this one Saturday night, just prior to the tip off of the playoffs tomorrow. But we've got our round one matchup. We've got eight matchups set to take place across both conferences. So in the East, we have the Celtics versus either the Heat or Bulls. That one's set to be finalized today. The New York Knicks will play host to the 76ers. The Bucks will be at home to the Indiana Pacers, and the Cavs will host the Orlando Magic in the East. Transitioning over to the West, we've got the Thunder will be deservedly the number one seed, playing host to the eighth seeded either Sacramento Kings or New Orleans Pelicans. The reigning champs, the Nuggets, will host the LA Lakers. The Minnesota Timberwolves had a fantastic run to the third seed this season and will then match up with the Phoenix Suns, whilst the Clippers will be home to the Dallas Mavericks. So, as I said, I've posed a couple of questions here to myself and picked a series that I think fits each one. As I say, week in and week out, guys, I would love to hear what you think of my selections, where I went right, where I went wrong. So continue to stay up to date with all of the socials in that regard. Starting first and foremost with the question, which is the series I'm least excited for? Now, I've got to say, I'm going to go with the Cavs versus Magic. That's not to say I don't think this will be a horrible series by any stretch of the imagination. I just don't think either team really emotes that much excitement. There's certainly quality players across both squads there. Banchero, Wagner, Suggs, Mobley, Garland, Jared Allen. There's stars there. But outside of Donovan Mitchell and to a lesser extent Banchero, they're not super, super duper exciting must-watch players across the league. To be honest, I think both these matchups will be quite low scoring, grinded out type of games. I think the Magic are certainly a really exciting up-and-coming team, and they're going to be quite a force over the next 5 years or so. But I think the Cavs will get this one done in five. So I just think with that star potential, namely Donovan Mitchell, he has the ability to break any game open here. Is undoubtedly the best player across both squads. I just think they'll be a little bit too much to handle there for the Magic. But again, even if they are to bow out, a phenomenal effort for them this season just to make the fifth seed. So, yeah, that's the series I'm least excited for. Going ahead to the series I'm most excited for is the LA Clippers versus the Dallas Mavericks. Now, both teams are absolutely star-laden. The pressure is certainly on the Clippers more so. But the Mavs also have made moves that would make getting knocked out in the first round a big, big disappointment for them. The Mavs have certainly looked a lot more competent since Daniel Gafford and PJ Washington joined their ranks in the mid-season trade period there. Whilst Kyrie Irving has been on an absolute tear as of late and is the perfect 1B to Luka's 1A there in the Mavs hierarchy. For the Clippers, they're stacked there with Paul George, Kawhi, and Harden leading this team. But the key is just going to be making shots. Now, to a lesser extent, Kawhi, Harden a little bit, but more so PG. They've had instances throughout the course of the season where they have a tendency to shoot bricks. Now, it's kind of a real Jekyll and Hyde. They either lights out or it's absolute brick show. So the Clippers will certainly be hoping in this matchup, PG and crew don't have too many performances like this in this matchup. In terms of my prediction for this one, I'm actually going to run with the Mavs in six. I think the way Luka's going and Kyrie at the moment, they seem to have found a really good chemistry, really good cohesion. Luka's not having to carry the whole team on his shoulders as he's done across the course of the last couple of seasons. If Kyrie can maintain this level and continue to get great output from those players I mentioned, Tim Hardaway, PJ Washington, Daniel Gafford, they can keep things ticking along as well. I'm backing the Mavs in on this one, but I think this is going to be a really hotly contested little series. Okay, moving ahead, the series that I think is most likely to go to seven games. A lot of people might not agree with this one, but I think this is going to be a hotly contested little series. I'm going the Denver Nuggets against the LA Lakers. Now, for the reigning champs, they have looked super, super comfortable all season long. Time in and time out, I've said that they don't look as if they've really got out of first gear this season. Whereas the Lakers have struggled quite a little bit more. They've struggled with depth due to injuries. But I think with Gabe Vincent coming back recently, Spencer Dinwiddie, Taurean Prince, Jackson Hayes leading that second unit, I have a little bit more faith in them. I probably have a little bit more faith in their second unit than Denver. AD's been playing tremendously well, and he's going to have a massive job on Nikola Jokic there to try and slow him down somewhat. Whilst you'd think that Aaron Gordon will go to LeBron, which is a huge matchup in its own right. LeBron continuing at age 39 just to get better, one of the still the premier players within the league. Gordon's going to have to be on his P's and Q's there. But again, another unpopular opinion here. I'm going to run with the Lakers in seven. Now, I've got the jumper on here today if you're watching this one on YouTube. Throw us a subscribe while you're there. Got the purple LA Lakers jumper on. There was no way that I was going to be backing against my boys here. Again, I think it's going to be real backs to the wall, deep in the trenches type setup. But I think we can get it done. I think we can atone for our loss last year. And he's hoping so. But I think regardless of whichever way it goes, it's going to be a deep series. It's going to be a fantastic series to watch with all the stars out on show. Very, very keen to see that one. The series that I think is most likely to be a sweep. So I've got this one, and you can probably guess I've got the Celtics versus either the Heat or the Bulls. So the Celtics have been the front runner all season long, finished the regular season with a 64 and 18 record to lead the league as a whole in that regard. Regardless of who they play, I think whoever they come up against is going to be well and truly undermanned and outmatched. The Bulls, without LaVine, who's been out for an extensive period of time, likewise Lonzo Ball. For the Heat, missing Butler, who's suffered an injury in their play and lost the other day to the Bulls, to the Hawks, to Philly, should I say. My goodness, Nick, spit it out, idiot. To the Hawks, to Philly there, my goodness. And Rozier as well. Both are going to be undermanned, whichever way it goes. But with Tatum, Brown, Porzingis, Holiday, and crew there, they are just so potent, so deep. Derek White as well. The title is certainly the goal for them. And I don't think this round will be anything more than just a brief warm-up before things start to uptick a little bit there. So the Celtics, yeah, four games. I think that one's going. Any more would be super, super surprising. And finally, series with the best chance of an upset. Now, the way both teams have been playing, you mightn't consider this one an upset, but given their standings, I've put it in that category. I've got the Indiana Pacers against the Milwaukee Bucks. Now, with the news that Giannis is going to miss the start of this series, looking at the first couple of games there, I'm taking the Pacers in six. The Bucks have looked super inconsistent throughout the course of the season. They just haven't found their rhythm whatsoever with Dame coming into the fold, Doc Rivers taking over there. Dame is going to have to be elite, elite for them to win this series, I believe. And Chris Middleton, likewise, is really going to have to step up and hope that that Ferris wheel gets stuck at the top. While Giannis is out, it's imperative he steps up. They get offensive output out at Lopez, a little bit out of Pat Bev there, Beasley. Everyone's going to have to be on tip-top shape because they're coming off against a team, Pascal Siakam, Miles Turner, the league's leader in assists, Tyrese Halliburton, who cooled off a little bit as the season went along but was still performing at an elite level. They're going to be coming out hot. They play with such an aggressive tempo and pace that the Bucks are going to have to keep up offensively, which without Giannis is going to be a little bit more difficult. So, yeah, I truly think I'm backing the Pacers in this one in six games there. Guys, there you have it. Couple of quick little questions with some predictions thrown in there as well. All eight matchups across both conferences are set to be fantastic in their own right. And as I said, I'm pumped to say the least. Feel like, as I said at the top of the show, feel like a little kid on Christmas. Going to be a real, real battle getting to sleep tonight, but yeah, the playoffs can't come quickly enough. I will leave it there, guys, because I'm going to go watch the last couple of playing games here. I'm buzzing. I'm buzzing. You see, I can almost tell today with how the episode went. I could barely speak. I'm that excited. But nevertheless, hope you guys are just as excited as I am. Whilst the regular season might be done and, the games are starting to dwindle, the news is certainly not. On and off the court, the news is running rampant across both the NBA and the NBL, for that matter. So continue to stay up to date with all of the socials, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok to get all the latest news as soon as it breaks, as well as subscribing wherever you listen to the show. Whether you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or watching this one maybe on YouTube, certainly subscribe so as to never miss another episode. Guys, I'll leave it there. I will be back next week to break down all the fallout at the start of round one of the playoffs. I cannot wait. I hope you guys have a fantastic week and enjoy playoff basketball. Enjoy it. As basketball fans, we have to enjoy it. Nevertheless, I will talk to you then. Take care, guys.